Shir Lamed Aleph Yud Ches Kislev Parshas Vayishev.
Zog Deisves, Kerech de Loile Tardot, Litredot, Aval Gavd Beperik Yesh Pchoir, Tnan Pchoir Betor Shloishim Yoim, Becheska Shaloi Livde, The father dies Betoich Shloishim Yoim, and we don't know if the Pchoir was Bechet Nifte or not, so it's Becheska Shaloi Livde, so Shveren Abaye Verove, that Amri Odom Pereh Tuch Zmano, Kerech de Loile Tardot, Oimeri, the awesome Loishai Chaitai Med Eloi Letardon, they have a moment Shein Loi Toivim. They have a moment Shein Loi Toivim. So, Bemele, in Bchor Shemes, everyone is moided that Ein Adam Perea Tech Zmanoi. Miyukash Yefrek Teises Lerebi, Mene Perek Ashoi, Noam Arbo, Mene Merabi Anai, Soiche Roim Onosati, Umaske Eim Eloi Notalti, Almila Ovirai. Who is the muzik and the money of the schiras? The owner of the house or the owner of the money? And frag the gemore, Amas, Ibeter Zmanoi, on them, Tanine Meis, Beter Shleishmio, and Becheska Shalai Nifte. So here also, Becheska Shalai Nosa. As Avi Meis Beter Shleishmio, and Becheska Shalai Nifte. Here also is Becheska Shalai Nosa. It's Becheska Shalai Nosa. How the Gemara brings a raya? How the Gemara brings a raya from schirus? So if you paid or not, the Gemara says b'teich zmana you don't pay as if you b'choir. What is the raya? And b'choir is loyshayach lemeimad loy letardon because it's moment she'en loy toivim. But b'soicher he pays b'teich zman keiched loy letardon. Lekach tzorich loy mazak teisves. The b'choir nami iketirda de mitzvah. Shitzorich miyad liten the zrizim magdimim. So Taisa says, Sayin soicher and Sayin pchor is a svori keiched eloi letardon. And pchor and soicher poshet keiched eloi letardon. And in pchor also, even at its moment, shen loi toivim, over as a zrizim magdimim le mitzvahs. So stam, bepshat etove of Taisves, Rebel Chonon, learn pshat, what is the pshat? That is a zrizim makdim le mitzvahs. The b'chor was medayek losh na teisves. The b'chor nami iketirde the mitzvahs v'tzorich miyad liten the zrizim makdimim. So the b'chor learned that now is a chiyuv mitzvah zrizim makdimim liten miyad. Shetzorich miyad liten mitzvah zrizim makdimim. Even before shloishim yom. So before we understand it, Rebbe Chanan says he never heard a person give pidyon haben before shloishim yom. As a taste is that al zrizim makdimim you have to do the pidyon haben before shloishim. It's interesting that no one is makbid on this tasteless. No one feels like this tasteless. No one does this tasteless. It's makbid liten miyad. Taste says you have to give miyad mitz al zrizim makdimim. What? As I Rebbe Chonon learned that the chiyuv is miyad now. Shetzorich liten miyad. Miyad means now. So the chiyuv zrizim before the kid is tzorich shloishim. Lo yishomanu that no one is noyeg as I frek Rebbe Chonon. Now why Rebbe Chonon learned like that? First because it says miyad. Second of all, if you say that it means zrizim later, later is a mitzvah. Forget about zrizim. In 30 days he has a mitzvah. So if he has a headache, he's nervous, tomorrow hot a mitzvah, and I want to get rid of the mitzvah and I do it before, you could learn like that. As normally I do it because I don't want the other person to nudge me. Also, when I have a mitzvah tomorrow, I want to get rid of it. Done. It's over. And I haven't ready. Finish. It's done. As I swore, that the mitzvah of tomorrow is also on my head, I want to be done. we can help. I want to be done. Oh, but you don't have to say Zrizim. Say Stam. Do you Shleima? Because the mitzvah of tomorrow, I want to be done. And if Taisa says Zrizim, suffice that the mitzvah of tomorrow doesn't make me done. There's no point that I want to be done of the mitzvah of tomorrow. If there's no point that I want to be done of the mitzvah of tomorrow, if there's no point that I'm trying to be done of the mitzvah of tomorrow, so why I'm doing it? Zrizim is also a mitzvah of tomorrow. What is the answer? Al kochor, it's not mitzad zrizim. It's the pshat that now is a chiyuv of zrizim. This is the reason Rebbe Chanan learned as I'm both nepshat and tesis. Maybe he asked the kasha, lo yishomanu? Lo yishomanu? But the pshat ha-amiti in tesis, Baruch Hashem, I found Rebbe Chanan bo mitziye, dir tzaoris ktanis, dir Rebbe Chanan himself says it. Tesis means that he's letardo in the zrizim of tomorrow. We said the mitzvah of tomorrow doesn't make him nervous. Pshat is poshet. If it's a mitzvah tomorrow to do pidyon haben, say that. There's no point the person wants to be done. Machen the mitzvah tomorrow. There's no rush to be done. So why here the person wants to be done? Val is a din zrizim tomorrow. So he's all nervous that if tomorrow morning he doesn't wake up 6 o'clock, punk, he's missing the zrizim. It's like Ner Chanukah, you know, you have to light a punk in time. So ready, people get ready before. Why? Because you have to do it right away. That's a ktesvus. Val is a din zrizim. To do it punklach in the first moment when Shleishim Yom will come. If I speak to someone and I miss the Zrizim for a second, you know what? I will do it now and I will not be over on the mitzvah of Zrizim. That's the Avonah and Teisves. Because we came to Teisves, that Lemaise, Bemele, science, Schiris, science, Pitnaben, is Kechet, and Letardan, that's the Zushta. So the male frigtes a kash, so while if you are by a rove, taken pitten a ben, and taken proir and schiris, people don't pay toys manner, maskona sa gemore, meis beter schloishim, becheska shaloi nifme, schiris beter schloi, beter schmana schiris, mistome he didn't pay. Meforeshri, tamacher. The oche cave on the chayev loi, visramele zuze perea toys manner, de loi letardon. אבל גם בבחור דהקתי לא יחייב לכלל עד לאחר למד יום ושם היום מסבטח למד ואיפוטר חן סייכר שם היבל בייזה של מסקיר במילה דהלוך איזה דהבי של מסקיר פורס דהסייכר הסטליב ויסור סור אלוצס דהלו יודף מיני so במילה דיר is no כאיכר דהלו לתארדון why? so taste starts because דיר he doesn't owe yet the money here he owes the money already there, he doesn't owe it, and maybe he will die in the middle and it will never happen. So when you read the thesis, it's not clear if he's saying two zach or one zach. What is the Iker Chiluk? The Iker Chiluk is that Bayosi already owes the money and he's nervous of tomorrow. Mashen Kandir, he doesn't owe and he's also not nervous of tomorrow, maybe he will die. Or the Iker is the second part, and as I say, the Iker is that deer, he doesn't pay keichet the loy letardon. Why? Deer, he doesn't pay keichet the loy letardon. Why he doesn't do it, deer? Because anyway, maybe the kid will die, and then he doesn't owe the money, and I'll have to take out the money. He'll be a bigger tirde to start to get the money back. First, mechateisa will be a tirde, but not stam. If I give a pit in the bed and the kid dies, because I have to start to sue the other guy to pay me back. And he will say, Mechateis, he died. Who said, maybe Nishki ben a neifer, Yogi ben a neifer. So, fuck out. So, first, it's not, same thing as Chiris. The house falls down, I don't have to pay. If I will pay, I'll have to start to ask the money. Fuck out. First, is no svor of Keichet de Letardon, because maybe it will not happen. Maybe it will not happen, but Mele, Nishtok and svor of Keichet de Letardon. And also, not only maybe it will not happen, the Tirde is Gresser. This is the Teretz of Taisus. So even the Loshon of Taisus is that here he owes the money and there he doesn't owe the money, but the Iker Avona is the Iker, the end of Taisus. This is Divrei Taisus. We mentioned yesterday that the Rishonim, the Rashba, Rabbi Yehine, they bichlal don't hold from the Kasha. They hold us nishkin Kasha bichlal. Here Abaye v'Rove hold people pay b'teich hazman. Why in Pidyon HaBen and Schiris people don't pay b'teich hazman? The answer is very poshut. The reason here people pay b'teich hazman and there people don't pay b'teich hazman is very poshut. Here people owe money. The time didn't come, so you pay b'teich hazman. Masha'enken and Pidyon HaBen and Schiris, that you don't owe it, people don't pay b'teich hazman. On the smaller, because maybe tomorrow he will die and then I will not have to pay. On the smaller from Taisus. Stam the kasha doesn't start. Taisa didn't hold from it. Taisa stole the kasha, a klore kasha. Maish no abaye verove, from pchoir and schiris. And Taisa only said that there is no svore keichen aleilu tardon, because maybe he will die, and then fakir, I will have to run after him. And mele, I don't want to pay ready now. I'm not so sure bichlal if it will happen. Masheikin bayos, abba mitzad achiluk, that here he owes money, and here he doesn't owe money. Here he owes money, and here he doesn't owe money. That chiluk, Taisa didn't bichlal. And we explained that Taisus learned that dosi nishken taile bichlal, dosi nishken taile bichlal. Abaye verove hold a svorike ichad loy letavon. Non efkemin, if he owes the money, if he doesn't owe the money, a person doesn't want to have a headache. And it's glad, it's a right that Taisus holds like that. And the zrizim ma'akdimim. Now it's no mitzvah. But I don't want to have a headache. I take care of it. Keichad loy letavon is a svorike alamol. A person doesn't want to have a headache. Dosi the Taisus. This is what happened with Abaye Verove. I glad that this was. Reb Nochem came here, and Reb Nochem says a gewaltige Wort. And I want to say it out very clear. It's a lot of reis for Reb Nochem, wie mach men a sugye von azat this was. Aber Herzog Heinitz, Dvorim Amitim, and I'll tell you Rabbi Seina Achroinim, lo inochtu lezeh, aber it's emes la amita shel Torah. I want to be maimid, ahu maimid it azevi midaf regel. We have three sugis in Shas if toich zmanoi. Hamal ves chaveiroi toich zmanoi. Hamal ves chaveiroi toich zmanoi. The aloch is Rish Lakish holds he's not nemon. Alevai sheifra bezmanoi. Abaye verove hold nishta zeh. Aber Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish. Ein nemon. Apid naben. The father dies b'toich zman. Becheska sheloi nifte. Schiris. Sugim b'metzia. Toich hazman, you're not nemon to say that you paid. Three sugis. Gishmake three sugis. So if someone asks us, how much sugis of toich hazman we have? Three. Rishlokish amal v'eschaveir of toich hazman. Meis apchoich, meis ha'ab v'toich hazman. Becheska shalei nivne. Schiris, three sugis of toich hazman. What? Kaiser, the Gemara is still too bad. We don't know. Taisa says, Umiyu, Taisa has a problem with Kaiser. So long again, but we don't have a problem. Three sugis of Teich Hazman. And here is the Pele HaGodl. The Pele HaGodl. When you learn about Metzia, the Gemara stells a kasha. B'Teich Hazman, Maski Roim Anosati. Seicher Roim Anosati. Maski Roim Aloi Kibalti. Machleigitz, was the Aloche? So the Gemara, we have a Raya from Pchor. Meisa Av B'Teich Hazman. B'Cheska Shaloi Nifte. So we have three Gemaras. Rish Lakish says by us, Becheska Shaloi Nosan. There the Gemara clears Schiris B'Teich Hazman. And the Gemara tells to a Raya from Meisa Av that Becheska Shaloi Nosan. All the three Gemaras are the same. Frekt Reb Nochem, I don't understand. So why, by us, when the Gemara brings down Rish Lakish, he doesn't bring down a Raya from a Mishnah that he's right? Meisa Av? Why he doesn't bring down the Gemara Bo Metzia? And we will ask it better. Why in Bum Mitzia, when the Gemara cleared a Shaila, B'Teich Hazman, he's never to say that he paid rent or not. Say, Rish Lakish says, Ein Adem Pereh, Teich Hazman. Why the Gemara didn't bring down Rish Lakish? It's a Kal V'Chaymer. This is no Keichet Ele Letardon. But Rish Lakish is a Keichet Ele Letardon. And even so, Rish Lakish says that Ein Adem Pereh, Teich Hazman. Why the Gemara didn't bring down Rish Lakish? Why all of the Rishonim didn't bring down Rish Lakish there? No one can mention Kedar Rish Lakish. Two sugis and shas of Teich Zmanoi. Sugi ba bebasre, sugi ba metziya, and a mishne and pcheiras. Aber sugi ba bebasre, Rish Lakish, and a pereat of Zmanoi. Aber I have a rove, ding zacharein. Aber Rish Lakish, and a pereat of Zmanoi. And we have a shayla, migu helps, migu doesn't help. Ah, sugis will have each, afilu miyasme, after a ganze gipak tacha sugi. One sugi. Sugi ba metziya, and a pereat of Zmanoi, and a mishiras. No. Raya, from a mishne. No mention of Rish Lakish, mention Gornish. Her Ore Bepshat. Zogt Reb Nochem, Shte Asugyois don't have Shaychus one to each other. By us, Rish Lakish says, Ein Odom Pireter Zmano, you know why? Like the Sma, the Elikas Sma says, if a person says he needs the money for a month, he doesn't give it back before. If he would need less, but after a person needs for a month and a half, he says a month, he hopes it will work out. If a person doesn't ask for extra time for halva, so lo naim, buk chazim ayam edva, If he says he needs it for a month, he needs it for every day of the month. Even Abai Verova says, Zimni misra melei money. You're right that it was not the plan. But if he has already money, if he can echad a little doubt, then he will rush. A person needs the money for a month. He gave a date. He will not pay back for it before. He needs the money for this month. Very glad. Very glad. So why Eino de Pereat Osmano, if I made a date, I need it for that time. Stam al vortak, I didn't make a date. So I pay before. This is the sugi of a basra. Let me again now. But Metzia, Schiris. There he didn't make up a date when he needs the money. It's time he rented a house for a year. He doesn't say that he needs the money for X time. Why there he doesn't pay in the middle? Because he doesn't owe the money. Why to pay? Ain't Schiris Mishtalem is out of the basif. Why he won't pay? Pitna ben. He doesn't have to pay to the kid till 30 days. Why to pay? Not because he said that he needs the money. So in the sugi of a basra, why in a operator zmanoi? Well, it's a date. The sugi in Pchoires and the sugi of Mitzir, why in Pchoir and Schiris a person doesn't pay in the middle of this man? Because the Chiyuv never came. Thus is glad to all the Rishonim. All of the Rishonim hold like that. By us, why you don't pay Teichas man? Why you don't pay Teichas man by us? The reason you don't pay by us but Teichas man is, you made a date. If you made a date, you need the money for the date. You need the money for the date. You need the money. This is the reason you don't pay Teichas man. Dear, why you don't pay Teichas man? The Chiyuv never came. The male Reish Lakish can't bring a raya from dear, and we cannot bring a raya from Reish Lakish. Aleph. So what Teisus wants? What is Teisus kasha? What is Teisus kasha? Teisus is asking a simple kasha. After he knows this, you say this, that there's two different reasons why Eidon Operat is Manoi. The reason of the sugi by us, and the reason of the sugi there. Two different sugis that don't have shaykhs to each other. Frek Teisus andere kasha. But Rabbi Varovik come by us and say, even though there's a reason that a person will not pay because he made a date, people don't want to have tirdes, so they break the klalim. Even though there's a klal that he needs the money, is a reason to break the klalim. Frictasis, if it's a reason to break the klalim, even in Schiris and Pitna Ben, that the time didn't come, a person will break the klalim not to be nervous tomorrow. That's in the Tzushta. Again, the time of Reish Lakish is because he made up a date. The time in Schiris is because the time never came. Two different reasons don't have shaykhs to each other. Two different reasons don't have shaykhs to each other. Rabbi and Rove don't hold from the gishmaki reason. Because keiched alele tardon. So if it's a svar of keiched alele tardon, it's a svar inside by us and side there. So why Rabbi and Rove, the same thing, the choylek and Reish Lakish and his svar of the date, let it be choylek and the svar that the time didn't come. Because keiched alele tardon is a svar that goes through, breaks every rule. Everything is good, but if it's such a glad tardon, then it to break the rules even there. And for Teisus, I think it's there is no tardon. Why? Because maybe he will die. So chaval to give the money. Maybe I'll mess up. Ad kan asugya. Das ist der Teir von Reb Nochem in Zusa de Schmeisse. So if we misakim the Reb Nochem, so we have two reasons why a person doesn't pay Teichas Manoi. The Alvoe is only because he made up a date. Oh, but not because he doesn't owe, he owes. And Schiris because he doesn't owe, but not because he made up the date. So the reason of us doesn't help here, dear, and the reason dear doesn't help here. Klo? Aber Zeh Zog Reb Nochem, he has a teretz and two bombedike kashes. First kashe, frek de shach, stam Alvoe Teisus state that you nemen to say porati Teichas Manoi. Stam Schiris, steht in Shulchan Aruch, you're not nemen to say porati Teichas Manoi. Frag the Shach, what is the difference? So we spoke to the Biskerov, we're Merames. But why Bestam Alvoy, a person is nemen to say porati Teichas Manoi? Bestam Schiris not? Lefi them, the kasha melts, and stuck in kasha. Bestam Alvoy, I never made a date. If I never made a date, I pay. Aber with schiris, you don't pay b'teich hazman, because ein schiris mishtalem is ele lebasayif. You don't owe the money. So the stam schiris, you only owe the money when the schiris finishes. So you only owe the money with 30 days. So you don't pay in the middle. Our reason is the date. When there's no date, you pay b'teich hazman. Schiris is not because of the date, because the chiv never came. Aber by us is a chiv. Ein vot. Noch a vot, zog Reb Nochem. The Shulchan Aruch paskens that if a person has a migu, Taisa said, so you never to say parati techzmani. Suffolk in the Gemara later. Suffolk if it helps or not. In Schiris, steht in Shulchan Aruch, even if there's no edim that he rented the house, and he's the one that is moided that he rented it, but if he says parati techzmani, he's not nema. That's why Taisa by yourself said, if there's no edim, you nema. It's like the very pashit. And the smell from our suyeva date, that chazoke, migu helps to break that chazoke. Aber an schirus, that people don't pay because they don't owe, their migu doesn't help against the chazoke. We'll see later in Tesis, it's all different chazokes. So you're asking why? First say, because, honest beirim, it's two different chazokes. Aber gishmake, bayostake, is a whole suge. Mi amrin and migu b'makim chazoke, Allah amrin and migu b'makim chazoke. Aber in ganshas, the gemara was never misapik. Why? The Teretz is in ganshas, it's a chazoke brura. By us, the Gemara clear, Vishnak is the Chazoke. Maybe because it's a Bayi Verove, maybe because it's Mursvores. So the Gemara cleared if the Migu could break the Chazoke or not. B'shal Shas, the Gemara never cleared it. So kumto is a gewaldi kazach. L'acha rayun, it's the zer gishmak. It's like two sugyas. One sugy, but mitzidik, but mitzidik is sugy reshlokish. Because he was kriveh as man. B'meile, value was kriveh as man. B'meile, he doesn't pay to his man, oi? And the sugedir, because there's no chiv, like the Rishonim say, there's no chiv. The sugedir was no kriveh as man, the sugedir is a chiv. Shtei suges, Taisus only asked the kashi, if Abaye v'rove is zaitik. Abaye v'rove, the whole keichet, the leile tardon, breaks the svore here. Taisus understand the svore, it breaks the svore there. The Rishonim himself said, ne? Maybe it breaks here, it doesn't break there. Machtoiz it's a kasha. Taisus learned, if it breaks here, it breaks there. Aber zwei andere sugyas. Mer de shach nish gerecht, all of the kashas and nishkin kashas. It sounds so emes, luli that the shach fragt kashas. You see, it's Reb Nochem Mamesh in Oizkuf Yud. Die Mamas hat zorg leimah, till then the shtickel milo be milos. It's Mamesh. Avada is one kasha in it. But this is the kasha of the sugya that we're going to learn now. The Gemara shtol tzu to Koisel. Koisel is no date. Koisel is no date. He didn't make up a date when he needs the money. Koisel maybe is no chiyuv. And the Gemara shtol tzu Koisel. Taisa himself already asks what the Gemara shtol tzu. We have to know the whole tzushtel to Koisel is a very shvere tzushtel. This is the show we start to learn now the sugya. Reb Nochem himself says you have to know what is the tzushtel to Koisel. The reisha, the seifa. The reisha maybe is leichter. The seifa is very shvere. What is the tzushtel exactly to Koisel? Lefi Reb Nochem's hesber. There's no date. We ask for the discussion and the sma. When we learn the sma, we ask how the sma says. We learn the tesis. What is the difference of stam alvoy? We said three drachim. So the sma says because when he makes a date, of them is giboy de chazoke. He made a date. He needs the money. We said vos mit the ganze gemore. We ask vos mit pidin aben, vos mit pchol. So now we know this is not kenishkin kashus on the sma. Other rabbah. Then we have to know what is the tzushtel from Koisel. Who in Koisel is not considered he made a date. How the sma will learn the sugya from Koisel? This needs a hesba. Taisa himself asks on Abaye v'Rove. What the Gemara Taisa says it finishes. Umi ukosh od the poch l'rish lokish mi Koisel chazor shenofal. V'dayik da ovin ish the poch abiguzim ne l'Abaye v'Rove name tikshe. The moid ha'osom d'le ovi the poch ad Hashem alayiv nezeh is a Koisel. What is the sushtel? Koisel, maybe the Koisel will not finish. Abichlal, you have to know Koisel l'chu is a chiv right away. It's not the terzman, it doesn't the marsho. Okay, we'll have to learn the sugya from Koisel. So I said, Koisel, we need a hesber, how it fits in. But Bichlal, it needs a hesber, how it fits in. So let me have to learn the sugya from Koisel. Oh, but Be'elim, Reb Nochem, now. Let me know the Gemara Alein. It's not. Becheska shenosan, ad sheyoviraya sheloi nosan. It says in the Reisha, Becheska shenosan, ad sheyoviraya sheloi nosan. Hey, Chidome. Ilei me de'omar leipra, ticho bezmani. What is bezmani? What is bezmani? Zok Rashi. Tresant Rashi comes to say pshat. Kshi shlamto es goy va arba ames, I paid you. Pshite. Why is Pshite? Aganze Rashi. שהרי זה טיינס מונה לי ביודכו ולא אומר אין לך ביודי כלום זה נעד שוב ולא אומר שילמתי רשי מינס כאילו יסז לאדם הוא אסת רשי מה משלג רשי is explaining it with a marshal that is not even a real marshal he says פורטי a person is never to say I paid back בסדר פשיטה אילה אימא לפורטי בזמן היא פשיטה בחזקה שנוסה אלו לאו, דו, אמר לי פרטי, חו בתוריך זמני, when is בתוריך זמני? זוג דרשי. קוינם שהשלמת לארבע אמס. על מהובידי נשתה פורה בתוריך זמני, at least at what he built already. שייני אוכל בכל סופה וסופה זמנו. לא עושה לי גמור. So now, לא מזן דיס גמור. דיס גמור בפשט, ידע, דיס גמור בפשט, זה מה משפר לדיקי גמור. זה מצווה ליישב, זה מצווה ליישב. The Gemara is asking a question. We said, "Ain't not a pereah tech zmanri lefirish lotish." Fi abaye verove pereah. The Gemara brings a raya. Becheska shel nosa, ad sheyovi raya sheloi nosa. Hey chidomi, ilay medomar lepereah ticho betoich zman bezmani when I finish the wall. So even it's beyayim mishlam zimne here for sure you pay. Pshita. Becheska shel nosa, el alav domar lepereah ticho betoich zmani. When is betoich zmani? In the middle of the wall. Al meovidin is the pora betoich zimne. Frank Rabbi Kiveheger, why it's betoich zimne? Why it's betoich zimne? He had to build the wall together with him. Why it's betoich zimne? How are you in pshat and Rashi? No, how are you in pshat and Rashi? No, it's a chokmah to zogin pshat. No, zogin what's the pshat do? It's a shver Rabbi Kiveheger in the ksaviyat. In the ksaviyat, Frank Rabbi Kiveheger, why? Ilay mit dem Amalek. Gemara was the bigger raya from the Mishnah. Ilay when I finish the wall. So noch zman. El olav in the middle of the wall. So betoich zman. Why is betoich zmani? He has to build every day. He's mechoyev to build together with him. And don't tell me like someone wanted to answer, no, but he claims that he paid the whole wall and he didn't have to pay the whole wall. He only had to pay a half of the wall. The Gemara is answering, what is the teretz? Shaini yochet ekol sofer v'sofer zimneu, zog der imigash pshat, that every line he has to pay, and he claims that he paid till that line. Not that he claimed that he paid the rest. No, so that for sure, Rabbi Kiveheger is right. This he has to pay for sure. We have to build together. Every second you have to give me the money. As I frag Rabbi Kiveheger, bleib zurechim. What is the pshat? The Gemara is being a raya. Oh, the Pirater's man is a raya that you're not Nemon. That is Nemon. Nishna zevi rishlokish. A kash, it's a rishlokish. Ilay melachar zmanoi pshite. El olav betoich zmanoi. Zog trashi, what is betoich zmanoi? In the middle of building the wall. In the middle of building the wall. Frag Rabbi Kiveheger, it's not true. And what's the end of the Gemara? Kosova v'sova zimleu. It's the time. For sure it's the time. And Frank the Rashba pshite, Kosova v'sova zimleu. It's not getting paid when he finished to build. So the Rashba doesn't go with the Chiddush. But he has to pay Kosova v'sova. For sure that he has to pay Kosova v'sova. For the Rashba Frank pshite. So again, you ask me if when he finished the wall, pshite. No, he's in the middle of the wall. So the Gemara, yeah, but Kosova v'sova zimleu. For the Rashba pshite, that's a good for the Chiddush. For the Gemara, this is the Chiddush. Two people have to build wall. One of them starts to build. Every second, the other guy has to pay him the bill. At least, maybe he has to pay even ahead. They have to build together. As I frag them, give me a pshat. So that the Rishenu is misalim from them. The Rimigash only says, Kosova v'sova zimleu, this is the time to pay. Frag the Rashba Rabbi Yehine pshite. Frag the Rashba Rabbi Yehine pshite. And they answer, that's a good for the Chiddush, the Kosova v'sova zimlu. Frank them, give me Eger, that's all here. It's a medrash, it's a mamish ha-shveri gemore. Zogt Rabbi Yehine, we were zoiche that Rabbi Yehine fragt the kash. They didn't have this Rabbi Yehine. We have Rabbi Yehine. Rabbi Yehine fragt the kash. The first teretz, ain't any idea exactly what he means. We'll go to the second teretz. Zogt Rabbi Yehine in the second teretz, you're right, they have to build together. But when one of them starts to build, it's ki'ilu, he tells his friend, Helzachayim, I'm laying it out, when I finish to build, I will charge you. Ki'ilu hirchiv lo yisazman. Now the guy comes and he says, I paid in the middle. It's toch toch zmanah. And for the moment, because sofa v'sofa zimne, he didn't make it forever. He meant every line, till I finish, then pay me. Till I finish, then pay me. He didn't mean to lay it out forever. He meant to lay it out, pilah. every line, every shura. And that's the good for the chiddush of the Gemara. As I learned Rabbi Yehuda. So the vine, as I learned Rabbi Yehuda, we will go like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is my the Gemara. Again, Frank the Gemara, even when he finished, so when a person starts to build his ma'arich the zman till the end, when a person finishes to build his ma'arich the zman till the end, so every time that he paid in the end, pshita. Hello, he times in the middle of the zman, he was ma'arich the zman, well, he nishkin ma'arich the zman, kosofa zim the pshita, that's the good of the chiddush, that is not ma'arich the zman till the end, only kosofa v'sofa zim. Aval et ha-shtikil mechudish, aber azay zok Rabbi Yehuda, miken helen Rabbi Yehuda. So we have an answer from Kiveyega. So Kiveyega is gewusst the Rabbi Yehuda. So, aber azay, now that we have an answer, lo mehev tzachon lernen the Gemara. Tznat, b'cheska she'nosan ad she'yovi raya she'loi nosan eichidomi. Ilei medom ali prat yicho b'zmani when he finished the wall. Pshita! Becheska shenosa. He finished to build the wall. Pshita becheska shenosa. Zog drashi, psaarich is the neman shari, ze tayne limone biyotcho, valoy ma ein lecha biyodi klum. Pshita becheska shenosa. Frekt Rab Kiveyeger anaye kashe. This Rab Kiveyeger we saw already last week. It's Rab Kiveyeger is in the Mishnah. Pshita? Pshita? That becheska shenosa? If you remember Rashi in the Mishnah, lady, Rashi in the Mishnah. What steht in Rashi in the Mishnah? Rashi in the Mishnah steht, becheska shenosa, dear Rashi doesn't say like money li beyotcho. Dear Rashi doesn't say money li beyotcho. Rashi says, the kevon de choy ve'olov lesayeh, lesayoi, ומשפט זה לכל גולוי לא יבינה משלוי אלא יוצאי כלו בבייסדי not סתם כמו לי ביות חובה לא אימר איני יודע רשי says much more משפט זה גולוי לכל ויוצאי כלו בבייסדי he would not be מייכל him without paying משפט זה גולוי לכל why רשי had to say it in the Mishnah why רשי doesn't say בחזקה שנוסן because money li beyotcho, ala yom arein lecho biyodi klum, I paid you. Zog Rab Kiveyeger, Rashi was medayik, becheska shenosan, not stam nemon, becheska shenosan, a positive, raya chazoko, becheskas, positive, raya, becheska shenosan, he for sure paid. For Rab Kiveyeger, but what do you need it for? Zog Rab Kiveyeger, we mentioned, nafkemini that he could use the wall. Nafkemini that he could, if the stones fall, dahainu. When two people are fighting, you owe me money. I say, I paid you. I don't have a right that I paid you, but it means you don't have a right to take out money from me because I say, money li biyotcho, ein lecho biyodi klum. Over here, that I want the time that I bought the wall, becheska shenosan, not potu, becheska shenosan. He for sure paid off. He for sure paid off as a bechazoki positive. So you're telling them amazing, he for sure manned them, he for sure collected the money. It's becheska shenosan. Frank them give egger tzorich yun afrashi. If the Mishnah has a chiddush here, that not only that he's potu, that he's becheska shenosan. So what's Frank that pshite? It's a huge chiddush. That is nemo that he paid, and he owns the wall. So how the Gemara has a kasha pshite? How the Gemara is asking a kasha pshite? It's not pshite. It's not pshita. It's a big chiddush here. That it's becheska shenosan. It's a starke kasha. What do you tell me? It's not a chiddush. But this is the hoshtikal teira Rashi explained in the Mishnah. Becheska shenosan. The Mishnah is not stam saying that he's potu. The Mishnah is saying becheska shenosan. Becheska shenosan. That it's a vade that he gave. And that's committed that he's neman to be maitzimamen with it. That the walls is his. He could lean on it. He could put kairas on it. He could do what he wants. Habsach kushi atzuma. Ein kasha, Rab Kiveyeger bleibt schwer. The tumim fragt the selbe kasha in the next line of the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, el olav betoich zmanoi. Al me'ov idin ish depor abiguzim. So it's Rashi in the middle of the wall. Al me'ovidin ish depor abiguzim. Frag the tumim, what is the raya? Normally people don't pay b'teich hazman. Over here is b'cheska, so you're tzoyek olav b'meizdi. It's better like I'm giving his kasha. He has to build a wall together with him, so he for sure will sue him and he will mourn him and yell and beis din till he gives him the money. But that's the Gemara. That becheska shenosan, that he for sure will yell. So maybe normally when a person says that he paid back b'tayis mano, he's not nemum. Over here is a becheska shenosan. Says the zel bekasha. The zel bekasha twice. But I have it both kashas twice. The Hainu. The Gemara is asking, Ilachas mano pshita. It's not pshita. It's a big chidush here that he's nemo, not only that you can't ask for the money, he's nemo that he gave the money to use the koisel. Aleph. Beis. Vos vay the Gemara vi ibetech zmano, why he's nemo? Arayin et odom peretech zmano? No, here's becheska shenosa. Sekeilu, our sugya is misalem from the Mishnah Becheska Shenosa. And in our Mishnah is no Becheska Shenosa. We don't know why. This is the picture of the sugya. It's very gishmak in Amud Aleph, take it. It's one sugya. You learn the Mishnah, you learn the sugya there. You stop. Belong to the first part. Now we learn a new sugya. And the new sugya is no Becheska Shenosa. His time is asking. And who says it? That's in the Rashi here. Against a new Hezba. And the Mishnah, he explained to us why Becheska Shenosa show your tzoyekol of Bebeisdin. Against a drosha. And now he's Neman. You know why he's Neman? Odom emel chaverim, ani li beyotcho, ani emel chaviyo li b'glum. Batu. Azei vayis tois. Adad osa apel etake. What happened to the sugya in Amud Aleph? What happened to the sugya in Amud Aleph? In Amud Aleph, Rashi explained the Mishnah Golshtar that it's Becheska Shenosan. And here in Amud Beis, we're going without Becheska Shenosan. That's in the Pele of the sugya. The Pshat HaGemara. Rav Kiveger Taki Fregdos. He doesn't know answer. Rav Kiveger Taki doesn't know answer. L'choy Merakashe. What is the answer? L'choy merakashe, the answer is, the Tumim says it in his nusach, I will say it in our nusach. Because the nusach of the Tumim is afilu more emistic, but it's leichter with our nusach. There's one shayla you could ask me, but listen carefully. Why is Becheska Shenosan? I give a, why is Becheska Shenosan? Think good, why is Becheska Shenosan? Rashi in the Mishnah, why is Becheska Shenosan? What Rashi says? Why is Becheska Shenosan? Why is Becheska Shenosan? What's the Rashi in the Mishnah? Why is Becheska Shenosan? Look good in the Rashi. Why is Becheska Shenosan? Anan Sadi, that he gave the money? Why? What's the Rashi? What? What's the Rashi? That I would do myself, I'd be Meshuggah. I will scream on you, yell on you. I will not start to build myself. I know I will scream and yell till Basin will say you have to join me together. So what happens if the wall is built and after 20 years I say I built it myself? They tell me, Meshuggah, you build it yourself. We don't believe you. Not only that he's potter, he could use it, he for sure built it with you. I'm asking. But what happens? This is Rashi in Amud Aleph. I'm asking you, what happens? The first, I build a wall, and after a week, I come over to you, pay me. Instead of telling me, pay me, I build it with you together. You say, two days ago I paid you. I say, Shakran, you didn't pay me. I have a chazoket that you paid me. He's also moide that I didn't yell at him in the beginning. He's also moide that in the beginning he didn't pay. We're discussing if we paid yesterday. So there's no more chazoke. There's no chazoke. Again, when I claim I build the wall myself, you come back, shakran, we built together. So I didn't. Chazoke, I would yell and yell and I would never build myself. I hear, so I'm a liar, so you win. But if you're not claiming that we built together, you claim that yesterday you paid. I know you also moided that I didn't yell in the beginning. So both of us are moided that I didn't yell. So I'm not like the chazoke. Now the shayla, if you paid or you didn't pay, where is the chazoke that you paid? Where is the chazoke that you paid? There's no chazoke. What? Is the chazoke? Is the chazoke or not? Again, if I claim I built, and you claim you join me, and I say no, chazoki, I would not build myself. I would circle up a basin. But if I'm saying I build myself, and you don't say you build with me, say yesterday I met you in yeshiva, I paid you off. I'm saying you didn't. Is a chazoki that you paid me off? Where's the chazoki that you paid me off?
But he said he screamed at me, I did there yesterday. So that's going to make a difference.
What's yesterday? Yesterday. Yeah, if I say yesterday you're screaming, I paid. Yeah, but I'm not saying it. I'm paying now. Now is no chazoka. I think it's a double bowl. Bowl kashemish. Oh, I said migu. I said we could be close migu. The clothing from migu came in chazoka. But that was chashm. What are you saying? Again, if, I'm asking again. If he yells that he built it yesterday, I'm asking him as a chazoke. But if he doesn't yell that he built it yesterday, he claims I paid now. He's neman or not? I'm asking Yishayla la'aloche. He's neman or not? Harumi, he's neman or not? If he claims I paid now, I know I'm also claiming that I didn't pay yesterday. So it's a chazoke that I. It's no chazoke that I paid. You're not masking? Again, what is the chazoke? I would mourn you and sue you. I would never build without you. So if I say I build myself, shaken, you didn't build yourself. But I say I build myself. He says, yeah, he built himself. And he came over yesterday and I paid him. So both of you are masking that the chazoke is not emissir. He's not a yeller, he's not a screamer, he builds himself. He's a nice person. Now the shayla, if you paid or not, you claim he paid, I claim not. Is a chazoke against me? Is no chazoke against me. What? Is no chazoke? Our sugya, what is the sugya here? What is claiming in our sugya here? When is claiming in Amud Beis that he paid? Look in Rashi. When the wall finished. So it's no chazoke. So why is Neman? Zogt Rashi, the Mishnah said, because it's Shinosa. Ileime, the Gemara wanted to be Maimi, the Mishnah like this. Why the Gemara was not Maimi? Different bout. First, the Tzus of the Shmaisa. Our Sugi here is not discussing the same case of the Mishnah. Rafi, here we're discussing a case of what? What is the case by us? The case by us is that he claims that he paid now. So why is Neman? Here Rashi doesn't have a becheskas, gay the Eilike Rashi, and says a whole line. The Neman shall raise the tiny money libeyotcho, valoim stam tiny sporaiti. Not becheskas shenosan. Here is taking no becheskas shenosan. It's taking no becheskas. It's no becheskas. It's no becheskas. Again, bald. Now we might be the Mishnah like this. Again, the Gemara could have been Maimin, will answer. First we said, we see that in our sugya we're not handling the Becheskas. Those are given cloth from Bebeine Kashas. And we're explaining why. Because the Rashi's Becheskas, Taike we don't have in our sugya. Taike we don't have in our sugya. Our sugya is, the Gemara, one person build the wall. So if you claim that you paid in the end, there's no chazok. If you pay that you paid in the middle, there's also no chazok. So in our sugi is no chazoke. It's only a sugi of pereya toich zmanri. Thus is klo. I think this is emes. We'll go to the next step. And why it's like that? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, that when one starts to build on his own, he's ma'arich the zman till then. So the Gemara wanted to be maimid the Mishnah in the case of toich zmanoi and le'achar zmanoi. So we're talking that one started to build and the other person was not masking to pay him. And everyone knows that. And you know that. The Gemara is maimid that one of them started to build. So he's ma'arich the zman. And it's alvoy. And that's why the Gemara, I le'achar zmanoi pshite, I betoich zmanoi dosi nesugi of toich zmanoi. This is the way Rabbi Yehuda was nitzel from the first kash of Rabbi Kiveyega. If the sugi will talk that he built, that he paid yesterday, so it's no sugi of toich zmanoi. If the guy is claiming that he paid when you started to build, that's the Rabbi Kiveyega's kash, it's not toich zmanoi. He has to pay. He's mechuyev to build the wall with him together. While one of them starts to build, so Rabbi Yehuda, I moichel him now and I marich this man. So normally as a chazoke that I didn't do it. But if I did it and I was marich this man, this is our sugya. How exactly, why the Gemara learned that it's two chidushim in the Mishnah? Why the Gemara is maimed it like that? Mit avisen. We'll see later in the Vav, the Gemara is maimed the sugya with migus, with all different chetimtzes, the Gemara is maimed the Mishnah. The Gemara didn't have to be maimed all the chetimtzes of the Vav. Why the Gemara arayin says the Mishnah? But again, Rashi in the Mishnah was maimed the sugya kipshutoi, becheska shenosam, that he built with him together. Our sugya is not like that. And I could say even Chiddush LaHalacha could be. That in the case of the Gemara it could be he can't use the wall if he Rashi. It's not Becheska Shenosam. It's only Mone Libi Yodcho. Dasi Lechure, the Pshat in the Gemara. Again, to Mesada the Dvorim, we have to remember Tzusa the Shmaise. The Gemara was Medame Ar Sugya to Terzmanoi, and she answered, Kosofa ve Kosofa, it's not a Terzmanoi. You can learn the Gemara gleich. Kunt Rab Geveger and asks, what is the Shaykhis? He owes them a wall, he has to build a wall. It's not Bichlal Terzmanoi. Zok Rab in Yehina Ateretz, he was Marich the Zman. Ein Chelek. If you know of all the Rishonim, I'm asking or not. Then we have two more kashas. Rashi in the Mishnah said, Chilu Shebechetzka Shenosam, with Nafkeminas. But they frag Rab Geveger, what is the Pshita? Frag the Tumis, what is the Rana Terzmanoi? The answer is the third Chelek. If we medayek the becheskas of Rashi that Rashi made up in the Mishnah, is only a becheskas betchilas abinyan. Shelo yoyo boine. Rashi. Shelo yoyo boine misheloi. He would never lay out the money. Here it's not the case. It's not what he's tying. Mit amigo on amigo mei met chashbainas. If he has a migo or not. It's migo da hausa, not migo da hausa. This really, he had a name, but always chashbainas. Why he didn't want to say? He would say. There was a lot of tainus why he didn't want to say it. So he doesn't have a migu. Now he tainus paraiti. So now it's marich this man, it's a new alvoe, and taik is no becheska shenosa. Reb Mochen was a mare mokoin. That is two sugyas here and the two. I was mitzayin the wrong two and the mare mekoimes. It's in Kuf Nun Zayin. The two says it klor. You look inside in Kufn and Zion. Seif Ches. I want to read four lines in the Tur. You will hear the whole Shtikl Teire. The Tur brings down the Mishnah and the following Nusach. Im le'achar zman. To'an ha'achat shepnoi levadoi. Chaveiro yoimer si'ati. Chazoke shesiyah. Ve'afilu im yodu ha'she'echot bono. ושואל מחברו שיפרה וטוען פורעתי נמון בשבוע ססס נדי פייט צווי אנדרה הלוכס נו בחסקס אין יניד השבוע אגן טוען איכות שבונו או אם מחברו סייעתי בחסקס שסייע נד נמון פוטו לא נסה איבן השבוע פשטס לאה יודוע שאיכות בונו ואוי מה לחברו יפרה לי תהי מי בק ואוי מה פורעתי נמון נו חזוקה But Bishmuel Asesas, take two different sugyas. Two different sugyas. How we know that the two sugyas in the Mishnah, how the Gemara told us two, it needs no chayesba. It needs no chayesba. Long again, atrov weiter. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Kol sofe ve kol sofe zimnu. The Shach brings down the kasha from the Rashbo, Shin Yud Zayin Sif, Kotten Yud Aleph. Shit, what is the chiddush kosofa? Because let me tell you, was marich the zman. Let me learn on a zay. Maybe under his bay. But afraid the gemara it's tayr zman. No, kosofa ve kosofa zimnu. Afraid the rashi was pshit. I said it's again leacher zman. So the rashi and Rabbi Yehuda say the chiddush is that kosofa ve kosofa zimnu. The shach says no. You know what is the chiddush? That is neman to say that he paid the whole wall. Why? Val kosofa ve kosofa zimne, every line you have to give him $5. So every minute I will have a knock on my door, take the money. When a person doesn't pay tezmanoi, I don't want to pay you now, I'll pay you tomorrow. But if every line, if bricks, he could knock on the door. So you have to have cash the whole time. You know how much tirda you have? Such a starke keheche de loyle tardon, rishlokish is made at Zabayev. This is the pshat in Kosovo b'sofa zimnul. Again, pashta the Gemara asked the kasha ilach hazman lepshita. The middle, and every line is the time of that line, and he claims that he paid that line. So it's again le'achas manoi. The chiddush is kosova bekosova. Zok the shach no. So now he's nemen on the whole wall. He asked pshita, he's not nemen, so teichas man. The Teretz says, but every line he will come over to me, mach me meshuga. Savali will make me meshuga every line. I don't want it. Chomish can kach for them. Savali chomish can kach. Rishlokish is made it to Abayi v'rove. In gor ashtarki keichet aloy letardon. It's interesting to Mordechai here. The Mordechai brings down, it's good to see inside, a shayle was a person that hired a guy to write sforim for him. And that day is when they written the sforim, every sefer of Ksav Yad was called a kuntres. Soft, today also a soft band they call it a kuntres. This is the reason Rashi Tesis calls Pirusha Kuntres, because it came out with little booklets. It's not a Tesis, so it's called Pirusha Kuntres. It was like a booklet with Pirushim and the Shas, Pirusha Kuntres. Now, he hired him, he had a lot of kuntresim to write. He asked him, copy me 500 kuntresim. The guy died after 100, and he written 100. His almoner comes and says, at least pay my husband 100 kuntresim. The guy said, I paid. They told him, Sturich's manoi. You have to pay in the end 500. Sturich's manoi. Zog the Mordechai by us. His name that he paid. Azei, because Sofa Zimnu. Kol Kuntres, because Kuntres Zimnu. Kol Kuntres, because Kuntres Zimnu. So, Bemele, his name to say that he paid. Azei Zogt. The Mordechai, Azei Paskin the Ramo. And the Shach comes and says, Ishtikel Tere. That not only that he's neman and the ones that he did, even the ones that he didn't do. Savada, he can't ask the almoni for more. But nafkamina, what if he's holding in the middle of a kuntres? So the fida pashtas, he's only neman and the ones that he finished. And that middle one, it could take, it could be a safatera, yeah? It could be $20,000, that one, that is middle. So the shach, no, he's neman that he paid the whole bill till the end. Val, he doesn't want kuntres, we can do the zimnu. Keir the loyal town, and the melee he pays. After every kuntres, Mashiach, if we learn the Gemara kipshutai, Avada, it's only after every line. Nishmel from them. You have to know that all of this tushtel, the Mordechai, the Shach, it's very gishmak when you learn the Gemara without be'iyun kol atzayrich. But if we learn the sugya like the Rabbi Yehine, that be'etz, like Rabbi Yehine's kash and Rabbi Yehine, that be'etz this Gemara doesn't make sense because he has to build a koisa. Just what is the answer? Val he started to build, he was marich this man. Zog the Gemara, kosova vekosova zimnu. Again, be'etzem, I owe you the money right away. Val you start to build, you lay it out. No, we're saying you're not laying it out forever. You're laying it out, kosova vekosova zimnu. But it could be, when a person doesn't owe money, and he hires a guy to work for him, could be he's not planning to pay him kosova vekosova. The tzushtel in our Gemara is pashas every time kosova vekosova zimnu. But I'm saying if we learn the sugya like Rabbi Yehine, then it starts the opposite. Be'etzem Rabbi Kiva Eger is right in his kasha. He has to build a wall right away. He has to build a wall right away. So why is Michal teichas man? I start to build, I extend the time. How much? Salgadai toch forever? No. Kosova vekosova zimnu. Oh, but when I hire a worker, I committed to pay every time when a worker works. I have to pay every time. The shach was medamet. The shach was medamet. So I want to ask you a shayla. So the shach says that it's the same. It's the same. So thank you. When you have a worker, you tell him to build a wall. After every line, he can come to ask for money. As they say in shach, I don't want this headache, so I pay him already. So thank you. When you have a worker, what? So if a person wants, a person is building a wall, and after every line he has a right to ask for the money. And the shach state, yeah, the shach says I'm nervous from the headache that every minute I'll be disturbed. So far I don't want to be disturbed every minute. I pay ahead. As I stayed in the shach, aber loy shomanu. Loishomanu such a zach? Lo yishamanu such a zach that a person has to pay after kol safa v'safa. I think the pshat is azay. Kol safa v'kol safa zimnei doesn't mean that you have to pay, but it's ready not toich zmanoi. It's not toich zmanoi. B'meile, it says Ravada, you don't have to pay then. You could pay. The Gemara had a tzad that it's toich zmanoi. This is the small you wanted to say. Unazay, I'll give you the moshel. It's mamish like stam alvoy. It's the zman, but you can't money. If you see the Meiri and stam alvoy shloishim yoim, the Meiri says like this: stam alvoy shloishim yoim. The Meiri says stam alvoy shloishim yoim. Why you never to say porati b'teich hazman? Because this man is the whole 30 days. Kede amrina lekamon kol sofa v'kol sofa zimnu. The Meiri brings a raya. Kede amrina lekamon kol sofa v'kol sofa zimnu. So state klar in the Meiri, it's not the pshat that you have to pay then, but then is the time. Tomorrow, vital.